Caribbean.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, yeah. What's happening, y'all? Welcome to another funky, fresh edition, the Saturday edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you something. First of all, I want to say what's up to all the beautiful African-American sisters all over the world. Big Daddy loves you, and I just wanted to tell you that before we did anything else. Tonight, the QOD, the question of the day. We're talking about, we want you to name some things that were cool back in the day, but are not cool in present day. Yeah, things that was kicking back in the day, and now you look like a damn fool trying to do it. Folks, you know what's happening in about 30 minutes. It is a weather update courtesy of AccuWeather.com in the old school Get Hype song. And, of course, you're only seconds away from an NPR news update and the three-minute commentary. Folks, it is Saturday. It is football eve. Ooh, I feel it. Let's get this party started right about now. You're listening to the J. Rouse Show. T.O., let's get it going.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
You never know, that's the point. Go.
You are out in serious, the number one talk radio show on NPR right now.
I'm ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The White House says President Obama has decided to delay acting on immigration until after the midterm elections. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the move takes a controversial executive action off the table during campaign season.
President Obama is going to wait until after November to use his executive authority to give temporary deportation relief to immigrants in the country illegally who meet certain criteria. He's already done so for the so-called Dreamers, young people brought here illegally as children. In June, he said he'd act soon after his advisors gave him recommendations at the end of the summer, but since then, he's come under pressure from Senate Democrats running for re-election in red states who are worried about a backlash from Republicans. Many Republicans consider amnesty anything that offers legalization, even temporarily, to undocumented workers. Immigrant advocacy groups were disappointed by the news, but White House aides say there's no possibility the president is backing off his plan to act unilaterally. He's merely adjusting the timing. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
In Detroit, at least 350,000 people are without power after a damaging storm blew through the area overnight. The local utility company says wind gusts of at least 75 miles an hour brought down more than 2,000 power lines across southeast Michigan. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is asking Egyptians to be patient after power went out across that country this week and warns them more blackouts are likely. NPR's Leila Fadel reports Sissy says the country needs $12 billion to fix the faltering power grid.
This week, mass blackouts stopped part of the metro system, factories, and plunged the country into darkness for hours. Sissy said in his address the widespread blackout was the first of its kind in 30 years, and he told Egyptians it would not be solved overnight. But the power outages that have plagued the country throughout the hot summer is causing discontent and was one of the reasons for the mass uprising against the last president, Mohamed Morsi. He was ousted and now stands trial in multiple cases. The latest, he and his aides are being charged with allegedly leaking state secrets to Qatar. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
The presidents of Ukraine and Russia say there have been no major violations of a ceasefire deal reached yesterday between Kiev, Moscow, and pro-Russian separatists, and they say more steps are needed to ensure a lasting truce. Meanwhile, the EU says it will still impose more sanctions on Moscow unless Russian troops pull out of eastern Ukraine. An upset in the men's semifinals at the U.S. Open in New York. World champion and top-seeded Novak Djokovic is out of contention, beaten today by 10th-seeded Kei Nishikori of Japan in four sets. It was Nishikori's first Grand Slam semifinal, and he'll be the first man from Asia to play in a Grand Slam final. This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You know, earlier today I was thinking about something. I was thinking about, what if you wrote your autobiography, right? What would be the name of the book? What would the title of the book be? I know it has to be something snazzy because you want to attract people's attention so they can pick up the book. So think about the title and think about the cover. What would you call it? Also, what would be the title of the first chapter? Those are things that crosses my mind every now and then. Because, you know, listen, people have said to me that you should write a book. I'm like, for what? No one's interested in me or what I do. And the person said, you'd be surprised at how many people would be fascinated with some of the things that you've done during your life. Listen, everybody's life is a story. It's a book waiting to be written. So I thought about that and I said, okay, let me think about what type of title I would have for my book. What would be the name of the first chapter? What would the cover look like? And, you know, you have to start thinking out in the future a little bit. If I had to pick someone who played me in the television version of the movie, or the movie version of the book, I should say, who would be that person? Think about that for a second. Because we've all done things in our lives that folks would be interested in hearing. You know, one of the reasons why I think people listen to this show, because they are truly interested in what we do on a day-to-day basis. We entertain people. A lot of people feel that they know us because they've been listening to us for years. But once again, your life, is it so exciting where you, if you wrote a book, I should say, would a person buy the book? I think about some of the things that I've done in my life, and man, I'm here to tell you that if I wrote a book, I guarantee you that it would be on the New York's top 10 book list or whatever that list is called, because I'm telling you, I've lived a very interesting life. You guys have heard about some of the things that I've done during my lifetime on this show. So, what would be the title of my book? Well, the title of my book would be, I Just Decided to Write a Book. I think that's pretty catchy. What would be on the front cover of my book? It'd be me sitting down with a pencil in my hand and a piece of paper on the table. What would be the name of the first chapter of my book? The first chapter would be called Getting Started. Okay, so the next time we meet, maybe on Wednesday, tell me. Give me the title of your book. You can send me an email, thejryleshow@live.com. That's the J. Ryle Show at live.com, I should say. And I'd love to know the name of your book, the picture that will be on the cover of your book, and the name of the first chapter of your book. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm gonna make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elliot?
No, what's crack-a-lackin', man? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Oh, okay, God. I want to laugh. What's the damn joke, Mr. Elliot?
I'm glad you have my mic up here. Why you giving a three-minute commentary? That's all I can say, brother.
What the hell does that mean?
Nothing, brother. Nothing at all, man. I'm glad you didn't have your mic up here. I'm on mic up here.
Oh, like, oh, you mean like the last time when you was cussing when I was saying something during the three-minute comment? Yeah, okay, yeah, we know. Yeah,
So what was
funny, Mr. Elias? I don't recall cracking a joke in the three-minute commentary, to be honest with you.
Well, you damn sure did.
What joke did I crack, Mr. Elias?
Oh, man, what would be the name of my book, and what would be on the front page? Oh, my God, yeah. I had so many jokes for that one. I'm going to leave
it alone. Well, then what would it be? You tell me.
I'm leaving it alone, man. How about that?
How about that?
Yep. How about that? I'm leaving it alone. I'm not gonna get into it with you today, man. It's been a beautiful day here.
Oh, I'm not getting into it. I'd be curious to hear what you had to say.
No, why,
I mean, now I am intrigued by it.
Well, I think the first thing is how I used to be able to take my shirt off, and now I can't. The first chapter in your book.
Well, you know, that's a stupid ass title, but go ahead. What else?
That'd be the first chapter in your book. I'm done, man. I'm not.
The first
going
chapter
nowhere.
Of my book would be what well, now? I could take my
I
shirt off.
I could take my shirt off, but now I can't. I'm just done with it at that point in time, man. Because I had so many of them, they were just flowing out. I was like,
oh, really?
Just don't know. You just open up hanging doors for me. So I'm leaving it alone, my brother. I'm leaving it alone. How about that?
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna leave your ass alone too. How about that? Thank you, Mr. Elias. We're moving on.
Thank you.
Sorry, sap sucker. King
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby.
Now I realize that every now and again, some of you women folk, you get hot, you get bothered, and every now and again you get hot and bothered. Well, what I want you to do when you get that hot and you need a little relief, I want you to call me.
That's a big vagina.
I am living for the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel him down in my spirit. You know, as I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me.
Hallelujah. Never learn to swim.
Saturday.
I'm doing great. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great, Rich Sister. We're doing outstanding.
Okay.
Is that all you have to say? Is this how you doing? What have you done today, Rich Sister? I never ask you that question. What have you done? What have you been doing? What happens in the life and times of Rich Sister on a Saturday?
Well, I didn't do nothing today. I just stayed at home and kicked back. That's it.
So you didn't take your ass out the house today at all?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Did you take a bath today? Did you wash your ass today?
Damn, Jay, really?
What? We're a community radio show.
Mm-mm.
Is that no, I didn't. I'm not answering. Which means
How
if you don't answer,
on.
Which means you didn't do it. Okay, it means you didn't wash your ass. Okay, so hey, listen, sometimes you need to have a stinking ass day. And today is your stinking ass day. That's all right. It's okay. S-A-T, stinking ass today, which is short for Saturday. It all works out. Thank you very much, Rich Sister, for being here.
Whatever.
Oh, my God.
What? What's wrong? Nothing wrong with that.
Man.
Yeah, I know.
What
did
I do? Something wrong.
You know, it's
okay.
Title for his book.
I
You have a title for my, yes, what would be the title of my book, Rich Sister? Yes.
Tight jackets and high butts. How about that?
Oh, high, okay, I got you. I like that. And I just think I said the title of your book, Stinkin' Ass. Today My Ass is Stinkin' by Rich Sister. All right, no problem. I'll grab my plane ticket. I'm ready to go. What's wrong with it? Really is. All of us have a stinking ass day. It happens. No problem. You know? It's okay. Anyway. What? But stop laughing, Miss Elliott. What?
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the spacious cabin. Attractively decorated, air-conditioned but draft-free.
Yeah.
Newly designed individual overhead light units are an innovation.
I believe I can fly.
Yeah.
I believe I can trust the sky.
I believe I can fly.
I miss the L to the E to the S.
You got the right one, baby.
Well, hello, Vanessa. What's happening, girl?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Nessa.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Mr. Elliott. Hi, Miss Arias. Don't let him be telling you you're having a stinking ass day. Don't let him go down.
I ain't got time for him.
What? Are you telling me that you've never had a stinking ass day? I mean, what?
You know what? You can have a stinking ass day, but does everybody in America need to know you be having a stinking ass day?
Well, we're a community radio show. I mean, we this is what we do. We're a community radio show, Vanessa.
Oh, okay. Look,
I don't recall saying that I have one. I don't recall that.
But if you didn't have one, you'd have said, "Nah, my ass is clean." But you just said, "Can we move on?" Which means, damn, he caught me. My booty is a little tart right now. But that's okay.
Answer the question. It could be yay or nay. I ain't answered the
question. Okay, you want to keep us guessing. There's nothing wrong with that. You can keep us guessing all you want. Does that ass stink today? Hey, the world will never know. 3-4-7-8.
Jay, you asked me what I did today.
I was, if you let me do my station identification. 347-850-1272 was our calling number. Beautiful Saturday.
Right.
Vanessa. It sounds like whatever you did today is going to take longer than just a hello. So
no.
Why don't we say that? Because I don't have anything for 10 good minutes. So I'll ask you what you did today, but you know what time it is.
Pay attention.
Ten good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Juan. And 10 Good Minutes is where we kind of talk about things that are on our mind. And so I'm curious to know, what did the one Vanessa May, do today? What's up, Vanessa? What you do today, Vanessa?
Oh, my God, my brother used to call me Vanessa May. I love that.
I know you do, girl.
I went fishing, Jay.
You did something crazy as hell. You smell like fish tacos right about now, don't you?
I knew you were going to think it was crazy. Me and Bobby were fishing. We got up and went fishing. Bobby woke me up at 6. We were fishing at 7:20 this morning in LaPorte. Had a great time. I cleaned the fish. I didn't fillet them. They're in the freezer and everything. And I came home, took a bath, took a nap, and I'm talking to you.
Oh, key word, though. Took a bath. Now, you smelled like fish before you went fishing. So the question is there fish tacos
what
going on in Rich Sister's house right about now? Rich Sister, is there any fish tacos going on in your house?
Oh, good Lord.
She said, the hell with y'all, ignoring you, everything you say. Okay, fine. But let me ask you guys a question. And you know what? This is a good question because we're a community radio show. Have you ever, Mr. Elliott, had a stinking ass day? Just a stinking ass day.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Every once in a while, yeah. It's good to have one.
Hell, I got one right now.
No, not right now, brother. Not right now. When I was in the hospital, I had about 6 days like that.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah.
That's for real.
When I was in the
hold
hospital,
up, you didn't get it. What?
When I was in the hospital, you couldn't take a shower. I was hooked up with the machine.
You couldn't get the nurse to sponge you down or nothing?
No, because I was hooked up to machines.
But Michelle, they do have wash rags. They can, like, bend your big ass over and, you know, move you around to get to them crevices. You just think they was like, damn.
For 5 or 6 days, I could not get out to bed. I was hooked to machines.
Damn.
I was messed up. I was totally messed up on all those 6 days. So when you talk about stinking ass days, I had them.
When they released me,
the first thing I did before they released me is went straight to the shower and went straight in there. But for 6 days, I had to lay in that bed, man. I couldn't move.
I bet the first thing they did when you left was spray that damn room down with Lysol with your stinking ass. Like, damn, get in. Who we hope he get well soon? Because he smell like a damn toilet. Get out of here, you stinking bastard.
I've been around you. I know you had some stinking ass.
Hold on, homeboy. What's the definition?
Let's just be honest. Hell, when we rode that train going to Philadelphia, we had some stinking ass days. Were you able to take a shower?
Hold on, wait a minute. That's not my choice.
I don't give a damn. You still was a stinking ass. And I've been to Houston.
Oh, you were too.
I couldn't take a shower or brush your teeth. I'm like, this is a stinking ass dude here.
See, okay, then now
no
you are lying.
Don't bring it here.
That was unnecessary. You're lying.
Don't bring it here.
And the truth ain't in you.
Don't bring it here. Do not bring it here.
Hey, look here. You had one, too. Now, the hell with you. What's the definition?
Hey, let's talk about the 4th of July. Did he stink on the 4th of July, Mr. Elias?
Mm-hmm. What's your 4th of July? What happened on the 4th of July?
Well, I know he saw you then.
Are you trying to clown me, Rick?
He saw you then.
You trying to clown me, aren't you?
There's enough clowning to go around.
What you do today, Mr. Elias? I thought I did, but maybe I didn't. Yes. What did you do today, Mr. Elias?
Hey, man, you know what, man? I was looking at my grass, and then I went to my neighbor. I said, hey, man, is your grandson going to cut my grass? Oh, man, he left for college a week ago, man. I'm like, So I was like, man, I haven't started my lawnmower in about 5 or 6 years, man. Because, you know, I paid the kid next door to do it because, hey, he needed some money in his pocket. And his grandfather said, hey, can you help
me? That's not why you did it. You did it because your lazy ass didn't want to go out there and do it your damn self. But nevertheless, keep the story moving.
I always cut my grass. Let's just be honest. The kids, I always help kids. And if he's out there trying to hustle and make some money, I help him, you know? So, hey, man, I paid the kid $40 to cut my front and back yard, man, which is less than an hour. So he's making $40 an hour. So, hey, look, he did it.
All right, whatever. Yeah, whatever. So any damn way.
So, hey, man, I was
so you
like,
cut your grass today?
Crank up. Huh?
You cut your grass today?
Cranked up. It cranked up. Like, after the second pull, it cranked right up after not starting for 5 years. Because this kid has been cutting my grass for 5 years, man.
Your lazy ass has not cut your grass in 5 years. That's a damn shame.
Do you cut your grass today?
I cut my grass every 2 weeks, and I cut it today, Mr. Elias. I cut my grass every 2 weeks.
But didn't you have a Mexican service that was cutting your grass?
No, I didn't. That was a long time ago. That was a couple of years ago.
You said no.
No, I needed to get outside and get the exercise.
If it was. You said no, that was a long time ago. You said no, that was a long time ago. The answer should have been, yes, I used to, but I don't anymore. So you start out with a lie. Oh, is it black ass gone? Let's hope so.
No, I'm right here, you sorry sap sucker. You get on my damn nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's,
damn,
that's,
well, you thought I was gone. Is that what you really wanted to see?
I was hoping so. I was like, oh, is this black ass gone? I hope so. Hell.
Well, anyway. But it's nothing wrong with, listen. I needed to do it because I wanted to get exercise, Mr. Elias. That's why I did it. And it's nothing wrong with that. You need to get out and exercise. But a lot of the things I used to pay people to do, I don't do them anymore. Because, I don't pay people to do them anymore. I need to get out there and do it myself.
I would pay this kid because he was trying to get some money in his pocket.
No, you didn't. You paid that kid because your lazy ass didn't want to cut it your damn self. Stop lying.
Look, I didn't come to him and say, hey, man, you want to cut my grass? His grandfather came to me and said, look, man, my grandson's trying to make a little extra money. Can you help me out? I said, what's going on? He said, well, he want to know if he can cut your grass. that's how that started, my brother.
Well, why didn't why didn't you say, look, man, you ain't got that's all right. Let me go on and give you a little something. Don't worry about it. Why are you still giving money?
Because you don't give people money. You let them earn it.
So you gave Miss Terry's daughter money.
Okay. That's helping out one time. Am I gonna pay this? Am I gonna get this kid money every week for doing nothing? I'll wait on this.
Oh, so now you say Miss Terry's daughter's doing nothing?
No, I'm asking you, how many times have you went out to earn money, and somebody just give you money just for being you?
You could have gave him a big enough donation the first time, and he wouldn't have to come back to you.
The way of life, Jay, is you earn your money. You don't get nothing for free, so stop it.
You gave Miss Terry's daughter money for free.
Jay, that's a different story.
Okay, nobody's talking to you, Miss Bell Luke.
Thank you.
Okay, no one's talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a charitable. That's
you're always
charitable
running to Mr. Elias' side. I thought you were supposed to be on my side. And you done ran to him all damn ready.
No, the bottom line is this kid wanted to borrow some extra money, so I encouraged him to make some extra money.
Boom. You encouraged him by being your personal slave.
How's he being my personal slave? Slaves
he cut your
money.
Grass. What else did he do for you?
How's that a slave? How's that a slave, Jay? The slaves make money?
How much did you pay him?
I paid him $40.
That's all?
That's all. Jay, if I wanted to get a service to do it, it's $35. So I gave him an extra $5. Yes, that's
why
all.
You didn't give him $50 since he was a young kid?
Okay. Jay, look, the kids, actually the kids wanted to charge me $30. I gave him $40. Nah, how about that?
So so you was being nice. Okay, well, that's not wrong with being nice, Mr. Elias. For me,
I'm going to help you out.
Why you said it?
Your money. Boom. So don't come to me. Don't bring it here. How much was you paying the Mexican to cut your grass?
$20.
Whoa!
So now you talking crap to me. And I can miss you $40.
It was a business, though. It was grown-ass men. It was a business.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I could have got a business to cut it for $35. But I paid this kid $40. Exactly.
Them jokers. Let me tell you how fast. Let me tell you how smooth those Mexicans are, Rich Sister. They show up, and they at your house. They at your house for 10 minutes, and they are gone. I mean, they bring a whole platoon of jokers over, and they cut about 8 yards right there, and they are gone. It's like gone in 60 seconds. They are out of there like last year. They're gone.
And so,
what?
Jay, they jump out like jump out bandits.
Yeah. They do.
They do. They do the whole street. All the neighbors.
Yeah. So you think about how much money they make in that. They out in 10 minutes. Think about how much money they make in 10 minutes. Huh?
Okay. But you on me about paying a kid $40 to cut my front and backyard. But you was only paying $20.
No, I'm just saying. What else?
I'm a bitch. What?
Hey, man. Hey. Hey, that was unnecessary, sir. You had to call me one of those.
You on me about paying a kid $40 and you getting $20. Hell, hear that?
What?
Uh-huh.
And that's a good deal.
Uh-huh,
listen, you tell me a job that your ass can make because he charged me $20. Hold on, wait a minute.
How come you just didn't donate to the Mexicans?
Hell no, because that's his business.
Oh,
I don't donate to Walmart.
Whoa. Did you donate to Miss Cherry's daughter? Did you donate to her?
I did.
Okay. How come you didn't donate to the Mexican?
Hey, let me tell you something else, too. Hey, man, look. I was looking at my email. Maybe I shouldn't say this. I'm not going to say this. All right. Okay.
No. We're a community radio show. Bring it out.
No.
We're a community radio show.
Anyway. So, yeah, I donated. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I did, Miss Elias. All right, look, 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. If you are in the Chicagoland area, you can hit this brother up at 347. I'm sorry, I'm giving you our number. If you are in the Chicagoland area, you can hit this guy up. He's one of the best DJs out there, folks. I'm telling you. And when I tell you one of the best. Bottom line is, if you are in the Chicagoland area, you have an old school get hype party, or if you have a graduation or a class reunion, family reunion, he can do it. You can hit him up at www.hitthemusic.com. You can follow him on Facebook and Twitter, or you can call him at 334-538-5739, 334-538-5739. 538-5739, DJ Sean Juan. Now, before we go to break, as you all know, Momo B's not here. We want to send our prayers out to Momo B. Momo B's friend lost her 6-year-old daughter. And so anytime a parent loses a child, that's just a horrific situation. And so we pray for the family, and we, you know, our prayers goes out to Momo, because when a close friend loses a child, you know, especially if you're a real close friend, it's almost like you lost a child. So I definitely send our prayers out to her. Also, to our colleague and one of our new best friends, Cassie, she lost a family member this past week as well. So thoughts and prayers goes out to her. All right? So send them up, folks, because anytime people are in a bad situation or if they need prayer, send the prayers up. I do believe God is able, and he answers prayer. 347-850-1272 is the calling number, 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show on a beautiful Saturday. The QOD, you're seconds or minutes away from the QOD. You're only minutes away from the AccuWeather update and the old school Get Hyped song. We'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Hurricane Norbert bringing a threat for some heavy rainfall to parts of the southwest. I'm AccuWeather.com's Steph Davis. You can see on national satellite and radar a few storms starting to fire up here across the Four Corners, and that's going to be the area, especially the southern part of that area, that we're going to continue to keep our eye on as we head over the next couple of days. But the big story right now is this huge frontal boundary extending all the way across the eastern seaboard, and with this front, we do have the threat for severe weather. You can see several watch boxes issued from Washington, D.C., all the way up Interstate 95 to Boston. These are severe thunderstorm watches, and they're all in effect until 9 o'clock local time. So we'll take a closer look at this area. You can see just heavy bands of rain continuing to push on east. So we do expect travel delays along Interstate 95, all of the local roadways as well. And we are getting reports of delays out of the airports in D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, pretty much all of them up here, the major airports in the Northeast reporting delays. So if you are doing traveling for the first half of your weekend, give yourself plenty of extra time as these storms continue to advance for our Saturday afternoon. Biggest threats with these storms, damaging winds, flooding downpours.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
Yo, after the night, don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. That's my nigga for real. Come on.
Without it, damn, I
Huckleberry.
Play ball!
Did he say play ball, or did he say play balls?
I'm sure if I try really hard, I can get them both in my mouth.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition. Glad you guys are in the house, hanging out with my boy, Mr. L.E.S. What's up, bro?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Man, nothing but crack-a-lackin', my brother from another mother. Big Vanessa's in the house. Well, I shouldn't say big, but Vanessa's in the house. I mean, big like it, and you know you got a big reputation. What's up, V?
How's my second family? Happy Saturday.
Oh, damn. You said that with a little sex in your voice, girl. I know Bobby Jones is at home, but calm down. Thank you very much. Oh, Rich Sister. Having one of those stinking-ass Saturdays. What's up, girl?
Stinking-ass.
Hello, Rich Sister. How you doing? She said, hell with you. Hey, Rich Sister. Don't treat me like this on a Saturday.
She said, you're going to have to figure out another way to speak to her.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe you. I'm not. You speak to her.
I'm not.
You speak to her.
Finding it.
She talking to me. She just ain't talking to you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do
maybe
you think there's some other way that you speak, introduce me for the rest of the show? Because I'm not answering to that. Figure it out.
Okay. Okay. I got it. Maybe you can be her whisperer, Vanessa. I'll ask you, and then maybe you can ask her. How about that?
Oh, we're not to do that. You're just going to give her the respect and say, hello, Rich Sister. Ain't that right, Rich Sister?
Just like that. Just like that.
Hello, Rich Sister.
Hello.
How are you doing, Rich Sister? Glad that you're here with us this evening, Rich Sister. GBSY, God bless you, Rich Sister. Thank you very much. 347-850-1272. If you're joining us late, mentioned that Momo B had a, not really a death in her family, but one of her dear friends lost their daughter, and so she's out this evening, you know, providing that support, which you would expect any person that's a good friend would. So we're praying for her. We're praying for the young lady because, you know, as a father, as an uncle, bottom line is, if something like that happens, it's tragic. And so you you know, you just pray for the family. And we ask that, you know, God is able and answer prayers. You know, the thing is that when things like this happens, you know, do you find yourself, and I guess let me ask you, V, if something like this happens to you, do you question God? Do you question why it happened to you?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you all have heard me say I've lost my mother, my father, and both of my siblings, both of my brothers. Absolutely. I still question. And I know people say you aren't supposed to question God, but I'm sorry. I'm human, and I do question.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Well, what about you, Rich Sister?
Well, yeah, there is a question because we're human, but I just, all I can say is just we'll never understand, first of all, in our human mind, but yeah. That's all I got to say. I try not to question, really. I try to just understand that he's God and only he can. But hey, we're human. We are going to question.
That's true. That's true. I just, you know, it's just out of curiosity. Do you question when things like that happen? Interesting. So, hey, listen, we'd love to hear from you. TheJRileShowAtLive.com. TheJRileShowAtLive.com. You can shoot us an email and, you know, answer that question. Matter of fact, maybe we should start having an online question or an email question, and you can answer those questions at your leisure, because if you're listening to us in the archives, obviously you can't answer it live. But if you are listening in the archives, we want to give you an opportunity to participate in the show, so who knows? That's our question for you. It's our email question. Things like that happen, do you question the man upstairs? And we'd love to hear from you. And we'll read those answers as we receive them throughout the course of the show. All right, so once again, the number is 347-850-1272. For all you tennis fans, I'm a huge tennis fan. My girl Serena is in the finals tomorrow. But I tell you what, on the men's side, the number one seed is gone. And now the number two seed is gone. Roger Federer just lost. Wow.
Did he?
He just lost.
Ouch.
Just now.
Man.
In four sets. Cilic took him out. Man. And that was your powerhouse sports talk radio update. Now it's time for the QOD, the question of the day. And the QOD is one of those fun questions when you get a chance to think a little bit. And here's the question. Name some things that were cool back in the day that are no longer cool in this day and age. Now, I'm talking about things that we depended on back in the day. Not, you know, high heel shoes. We know that. I'm talking about things that you depended on back in the day, and now they are a thing of the past. That's QOD 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, you know we start with you, as always, because that's just how we roll, because you're the man to get the first and last word here on this show, because you're the greatest of all time. You're like Superman. And don't you know they call you the Man of Steel, Mr. Elias? You got jazz razzmatazz. You even got sex appeal, Mr. Elias. Question is, give me something that was cool back in the day, but now it's like a thing of the past.
Well, I was going to say cross colors, because I used to wear cross colors in that back in the day, man.
Your big ass used to have on crisscross all day. Oh, damn.
No crisscross. Well, cross colors.
You like a big ass. But you like one of those big
cross
ass Moroccos.
Jackass.
Huh?
Yeah, I used to wear cross colors, man. There's a difference.
Well, that's a fad. Now, I'm talking. Not that. That doesn't qualify. Something that, you know, once again, that was cool back in the day, but now, today, it's just almost obsolete.
What about those Run DMC glasses?
That's a fad, Mr. Elliott. That's a fashion. I'm not talking about fashions.
That was cool back in the day. What do you mean? What are you basing this on? Hairstyles? What?
No. Let me give you
what
one,
you
Mr. Elliott.
Remember
back in the day when the big disc came out for movies? Remember, everyone had to have one of those?
Okay.
And
CDs.
Now,
CDs.
Well, you know what? That's a damn good one. Because CDs are on the brink of extinction, to be honest with you. To be honest with you. I mean, it is. I mean, who listens to CDs? I know you do, Vanessa. I didn't want to put you in the street, but I know you do.
Yep,
I got my CD. I got my CD. Look, she get in the car with a CD bag. I got my CD case. I'm going to sit down and listen to all my CDs. Do you really listen to CDs?
Not only that, Bobby has made a lot of Motown, the Manhattans, Chase Me with the Barclays, that kind of stuff. When we go to Louisiana or on a road trip, Bobby likes to go back in time and pull out those CDs that he's made and listen to it. We absolutely do.
But,
yeah.
But wait a minute. Y'all know they do have MP3s.
iPod.
Yeah.
No, we're in the truck. So Bobby's playing his CDs in the truck on a road trip.
Well, you can do that with an iPod, too.
No, well, I can't hear it. I'm just telling y'all. Okay, y'all,
gotcha.
Well, if it's so obsolete, why do they have CDs in brand new cars?
I
don't know.
Do they? Really?
Yeah, my sister has a brand new car. Better yet, my son-in-law has a spanking brand new truck and has a CD in it.
Well,
they're not
all the way gone just yet.
No.
But they're on their way
not.
Out.
Okay.
They're on their way out.
My church still puts the sermon on CDs and sells them every Sunday, so I'm not the only person with a CD.
Oh, well, that's because your church is country. What is it called? Bama Baptist?
No, baby. It's called Brentwood Baptist with 10,000 members.
Oh, you ain't got to brag. You don't have to sit here and put that in nobody's face. Everybody knows
you
go to a bougie-ass church.
You silly?
My pastor is Kirby John,
My pastor is Joe Samuel Ratliff, who hangs out with Kirby John down the street.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, name dropping for your preachers.
But no, Jay,
I care about that stuff.
But seriously, CDs is not a thing of the past, Jay. It's not as
it
obsolete
is.
As you think they are. Jay, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They're on their way out.
Yeah.
Well.
You can copy.
I was going to go back further.
Eight track.
Well,
what?
Well, yeah,
well,
that was the ball.
But I was gonna say record player.
What?
I was gonna say record player.
Records are gone too. I mean, records are all the way gone. I mean, DJs don't even use records anymore.
Well, you said a thing of the past. Record player.
Well, I know that's what I said. I'm agreeing with you. Records are gone. I mean, records are out of the. You cannot find unless you go to. Huh?
Unless you go to a special record store.
Compact, to be honest with some DJs.
Please.
What'd he say? What'd you say, Elias?
Vinyl is making a comeback with certain DJs. It is. I hate to tell you that, but with the younger folks, they like vinyl.
It's because it's an old thing. But I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But you cannot go into Walmart. You can't go nowhere to find. You have to go to one of those specialty stores to get
you,
you
have to have a
vinyl.
Order. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't get them no more. I mean, you know.
As a matter of fact.
What?
Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry. As a matter of fact, when we were in Memphis, Tennessee, we went to Stax Records, where they had all the Motown contracts and that man with the Cadillac with the fur, Gangsta Lean, who, whatever his name is, Isaac Hayes. His Cadillac and stuff is there.
Isaac Hayes didn't make that song.
Okay. Anyway, I'm just saying that music is at Stax Records is what I'm saying. And Isaac Hayes' car is in Stax Records. But Jay, you can sell your vinyl to Stax Records. Because Bobby said, Vanessa, let's sell some. I said, Bobby, let's sell some of yours, and he said no. You can sell it back to them.
Why would they want them? Why do they want them?
Because people who have those records in good shape, they pay you for it. They have a price sheet where they will give you the money for those records. And all of Bobby's albums and everything are in covers. They're in cases, and Bobby has them stored.
You think he's going to get some money or something from them damn things?
No,
he
has a serious collection. I went and bought about 3 years ago from Bed Bath & Beyond a stereo system that also you can record your old music onto DVDs or CDs or cassettes or whatever. I went and bought that thing at Bed Bath. Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes
We've had a card party, and Bobby has went back and pulled out that music.
A card
and friends
party?
We were having a ball. A house party.
A card party? Oh, my God. That's something the pastor has a card party.
Jay, a lot
card
of people
party.
Have card parties.
Card
like,
parties.
It's an every
yeah,
Friday.
Man.
Some of them are for money. Y'all need
family.
To come on with it.
You talking about poker? That's a whole different...
No.
You talking about a poker game.
No. We still... Jay, you know what? I'm going to have to invite you to some of my stuff. Yeah, we still have card parties where we have food and dominoes. I set up my living room
with spades. Did you say dominoes and spades?
Spades and dominoes.
And y'all don't want to lose. Don't invite me over because I'm whipping ass on all those. That's for damn sure.
Jay, spades is cards.
Yeah, but you said card party. I'm thinking like Jim Rummy and bridge and all that craziness.
No. We have spades and domino parties with liquor and food and play music in the den. We have it going on. Oh, I'm about to invite you, boo boo.
Y'all don't play bidwits?
No. We play spades and talk trash and cuss across the table.
That's a kiddie game for me. I don't like spades.
I want to go back to them damn records. Why does Bobby have all them damn records? Like,
oh, no,
who the hell do you think he is?
I'm going to ask him. Hold on. Baby.
I want my daddy's record.
You think he is Blind Melon Jelly or some damn body? You think you are Blind Melon Jelly? I want my daddy's record. You think you friends having or something? My bad. Bobby Jones.
Hold on, Jay. I'm asking Bobby Brown. Bobby Jones.
Look, Bobby Jones, not Bobby Brown. What the hell is that? Bobby Brown.
Why are you saying that now?
What? Somebody has spade parties. Who does that?
Oh, my
God.
Jay.
They have dead whist parties here.
Jay, you know what?
Dead whist parties at night.
Now, Elias, there's always two ladies at my card parties that I always want to start a bid with. They always want to start a bid with game, but the younger people still want to play spades.
Spades, yeah.
What's the youngest person at your party? Like 50? What's the youngest?
Like,
you say young people.
Like 30? Like 30, Jay?
Oh, y'all hang out with people that young? Wow.
Jay,
Bobby
my
Jones,
daughter
Bobby
is 30.
Jones.
Her friends really like us. I'm old. Jay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're a cool parent. Did you let your daughter drink when she was underage? I bet you let your daughter drink when she was 16, didn't you?
I gave her a strawberry daiquiri when she was 5 to shut her up and sit her down, and she bounced off
the
wall.
See, that's
what
crazy mess. I would have called CPS on your ass. You don't give a kid a damn strawberry daiquiri at 5. What the hell is wrong with you?
I wanted her to go to sleep.
And so you gave her damn alcohol at 5.
Well, hell,
yeah,
I was trying
to tell her to call the authorities on your ass.
Right on the head. Statue of limitations and ran out. But no, my daughter did not drink until she was out of college and finished around me.
Well, you got her drunk when she was young. She's good now. Hell.
Yeah, please. Mm-mm. And they drink expensive liquor. Elias, look, those kids that's educated across the street drink that expensive liquor with the bottle so pretty that when they get through, I ask them, can I have the bottle?
Hold up. You collect bottles, too? You need to be quiet
no,
right
Jay.
By that. You collect
no, Jay,
bottles,
I'm
too?
No,
country
no,
ass.
You know what? Elias, you know what? Jay lives in the same city that I live in. I am going to have to invite him over to my house real soon.
You should.
Wait till Michelle's coming down and both of us will come over. I mean, it's going to be there for New Year's or either Christmas or New Year's. I haven't made up my mind yet. And we'll both show up. And we'll sign some autographs while we're there, too, because I know we so everybody loves us.
Oh,
we
don't even know who
that.
Y'all are.
Look here, you have to bust my damn bubble like this. You can let me live in that fantasy. You can let me live in that fantasy.
My bougie, look, start raking in some money.
Hey, I'm Jay Rao.
They're
going to
say, who?
They're
going to be like, Vanessa, who is that?
Jay, who?
They're going to say, who's that good-looking dude right there with that segment voice? Jay Rao.
That's
what
they're
going
to say. The high butt. That's what they're
First of all, Smarty Pants, I don't have a damn brown hot-ass jacket, okay?
I'm going to have to invite Jay to my daughter's party. I think he'd feel more comfortable.
I said tight.
Well, yeah, with the 30 to 35.
Let me tell you something. I'm a chameleon, baby. I can fill in any damn well. Don't cut me short. Because I'm down with whatever. I'm down with whatever with me.
Whatever with
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Sipping on Remy Red. Yeah. So when you at these parties, what type of alcohol do you have at these parties, just out of curiosity?
You know, I'm simple. I do rum and coke, and I've got some Crown and two different kinds of Crown.
You know,
I do Jack, some
yeah,
vodka.
Yeah, old school, Miss Elias.
You know, that's me. You didn't say what my daughter and them have at their parties. They're the ones that do the Ciroc and the Goose and all of that kind of stuff. I don't do that because
like
a lot of times
that.
I'll
I
say
like Ciroc.
Goose.
But I'm gonna say, I got the basics. Anything else you won't bring it, and so they bring their own bottles.
What Tanqueray?
I mean, I don't buy
like
Tanqueray, but if they want it,
Amaretto.
Yeah, I got Amaretto too now, man.
That's smooth. That's smooth going down now. You don't get down with Amaretto.
What about Tito?
No, I don't buy any of that. If people want it, they can bring it. I'm bringing the atmosphere. You know what, Jay and Mr. Elias, I'm going to work this out. I'm having a deed burning party next year in the backyard. I'm already preparing for it. And I'm going to make sure that Elias and Jay is there.
Well, Mr. Elias, what did you ask her?
She had no Tito.
What?
Slow down, Tito.
I don't know what that is.
Tito Jackson. You don't have Tito Jackson,
vodka.
Charles? Oh, there's
Tito Vodka.
Tito Vodka.
Tito Vodka.
I'm gonna have my brother-in-law do all of that.
All right, good. Here's your brother. All right, look, we're going to step out, take a break. 347-850-1272. The QOD, the question of the day is, something that was cool back in the day that is, like, not cool right about now. So far on the table, we're talking about what? CDs. Coming up next, we want to hear from you. Plus, hey, Rich Sister, think about it. You're up next. You're on the clock. You're listening to the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. We'll be right back after this.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind, find.
We go a little something like this. Hit it!
Dr. Roof. Everybody know who Dr. Roof is. Hello, darling. The sex therapist. Momo B, do you have any of Dr. Roof's books?
No, I don't have any of her books, but I watched her. I was kind of young for the books. I wasn't into the book thing back then. But I seen her old butt on TV trying to tell somebody how to do it. I was like, look at this old witch here. What do you think she know about nothing? But yeah, I know who she is. Rest in peace. Is she dead yet?
Oh, my Lord. See, you know what? First of all, 2 weeks ago, you killed Bobby Womack. Now you're trying to kill Dr. Ruth. Yes, she did.
I was just asking a question about her.
No, she's not dead, Momo B.
Rewind. Find.
Never stop, never.
Swerve, take it from the top.
1, 2.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker. I'm gonna tell you something, sell the motherfucking press. I ain't coming for no foolishness. Can't do shit no more. And I'm blessed. I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shot, this whole room get dark. Kick it!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Show me the money.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Show me the money.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you.
Show me the money.
It is Saturday.
Damn right it is Saturday. 347-850-1272 is the calling number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show. Saturday edition. Glad you guys are in the hizzy. Whether you're listening live or if you're listening on Memrex. Remember, either live or Memrex. Anyway, glad you guys are in the house. Once again, the number 347-850-1272. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. Elliott. What's up, big boy?
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you mother suckers, man.
Yeah. What's up, V?
Yeah.
Hello, rich sister.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you for participating in today's show. That was Brand New Heavies, Never Stop. Vanessa, you ever heard that song before?
Like it.
Like you it. Broke up. Huh?
I'm sorry, I was coming off of mute. Yes, I have, and I like it.
Really? Okay. So if we come to the party, we request that you play that song. So does Bobby have that on vinyl somewhere, or one of his CDs, Motown CDs?
I want you to bring that up at my party so we can see how many of Bobby's friends that will cut you up for that, because I'm sure they have CDs as well and cassettes with that on now. CDs.
Oh, well, you know, they, you know, hey, listen, senior citizens. I mean, they let them out on the weekends. Hey, I'll come hang out with the old folks. I don't have a problem with that.
Jay, how old are you? That you can
I'm
call
younger than Bobby
citizen?
Jones.
No, I'm 7 years younger than Bobby Jones, so wow.
Well, okay, well, he has some lollipops in his pocket and he got you. It's no problem.
You silly.
Hey, what were you, in the seventh grade when Bobby strolled through? Hey, baby.
You know what? When
my little
was
red
the first time, I was in middle school.
I told you, Bobby, boy, I tell you what, I ought to call the authorities on him. Oh, boy. Y'all over there. All right, the Q&A, the question of the day, something that was cool back in the day, but is no longer happening right about now. And so far, CDs are on the table. And Mr. Elias is right. CDs is on their way out. There's no ifs, buts, and ands about it. I give them 3 years, and they will be just like the damn album. Will be something that you have to search and find for with a cassette. Remember when cassettes first came out? Cassettes were the bomb because you could get to a song instantly. And remember when they made the cassettes where if it had the pause at the end, you could put it on rewind and it would rewind back to the beginning of your song? Now, cassettes was the bomb diggity because we were just coming off 8-tracks. And 8-tracks, they were cool, but they were like, if you missed your song, you would have to like click it to like the fourth one to get back to the beginning of the first one. So you can never rewind your song. Those were the good old days, though. I think I would trade. I wouldn't mind going back. So let me ask you this, Mr. Elliott. Would you rather live, well, you want to live, but I'm saying if you had a choice, would you bring back stuff from the past? What was a better time period for you? Back in the day or now?
Back in the day, man. You know, I had more fun back in the day.
Yeah, man, but you can't walk.
Yeah.
But you know, you got a damn iPod that got 15,000 songs on it. Think about that.
Yeah.
A cassette can only hold. Cassette can only hold what? Maybe 12?
You know what?
Five songs.
I know, but still, I'd rather go back to that, man. That was back in the day when fun was fun, man. To have all this crap going on in the country, man.
But yeah, there were some good times, but I'm saying that when you think about technology now, would you prefer to be in your car with a cassette player, and all of a sudden your cassette tape may get stuck. Now all of a sudden you got to try to fix it. Would you prefer today's technology over yesteryear's technology?
Well, you know what, man? I would prefer today's technology because I don't deal with CDs at all. I could take my music. The only thing I don't like about CDs that, you know, you got to take all your CDs with you. Whereas with my iPod, I can grab 30,000 songs in the palm of my hand and get on a plane and listen to any music that I want to right then and there. That's one thing
Bobby
I like
Jones
about.
Can't do that. And Bobby Jones' wife is a damn air stewardess, and he can't get on the plane with 30,000 songs. If he got on the plane with 30,000 songs, he had to pay extra baggage, pay weight, because his damn bag would be overweight.
Jay, when Beyonce dropped her last set of music on iTunes, she made a mint up of people downloading it onto CDs. She made a fortune,
Jay. They downloaded it down to an MP3 player. They didn't download to no CDs. That's what y'all did.
Jay, no, baby. I could care less about any of that. My daughter and all of her friends and her Facebook friends, because I'm on her page, they were up all night when it dropped, downloading it, Jay, to CDs.
Why? Well, they got like a bootleg thing. Well, if you bootleg it, that's not a bad idea.
No, they paid for it, Jay. Jay. These kids downloaded it onto CDs so they can play it in their car. They can play it at their desk. They're not using MP3 players. You know what, Jay? There's nothing wrong with me. You are the one that's antiquated. I'm telling you what these kids are doing.
Huh? Wait a minute.
Yes.
Me? Wait, hold on, girlfriend. Because I can take my music and play my music in my car like Mr. Elliott said. I can take 10,000 damn songs and be on the highways and byways of America. Can you say the same?
Jay, not me because I don't have a car note or a new car, but even my sister has the new radio system that wherever she is, it plays some... Jay,
yeah.
I'm telling you that these kids, if they might be going out, but Beyonce made a mint downloading them to CDs and Jessica's friends were doing it. They were all on Facebook talking about it. So, yes, they're going out. They're not as popular. But I don't know any of her friends, and I see them all the time, that are walking around with their music on an MP3 player playing it.
I don't know nobody that has a CD player that they use it anymore.
I know.
A CD player.
They flop them in their car. They have CD players on their desk. Of course, me and Mr. Elias, me and you don't do that, but... they have them at their desk, and they put it in or in their car. They put it in. I mean, I don't see Jessica them with an MP3 player. I don't see – I don't see them doing none of that. I mean, and her friend is a DJ, so he downloads it on a computer, and he plays it from the computer when she has parties. She has a personal DJ at her house, and he gets it from the computer, so he doesn't have CDs.
Personal DJ.
But.
Got a personal DJ at her house. Like she's special or something. Damn something.
Her
okay.
best friend
right, programming
is...
note. I just
oh my
changed
God, Jay.
The URL.
I'm
gonna
bring Jay
show.
To my house.
And you ain't bring me over to that country palace. Where's
no
Green Acres?
Palace,
Green Acres is a place to be. Is that where it is, Green Acres?
Don't you live in Spring out there in the country?
No, I don't live in no Spring, girlfriend. I don't live in no damn country. What's wrong with you? Hell no.
I don't either.
I live well. But you bring the country to your house, so there's really no difference. Bama.
He
Bama land. We in Bama land. Bama.
Yeah, with a jacuzzi. Uh-huh. Bring your shorts.
Oh,
you're going to
brag about your
drink.
Amenities with a jacuzzi.
I ain't country. Yeah. I'm not country, and I don't have a palace. I got a little bit of 2,500 square foot house.
My jacuzzi.
You could, Jay.
Whatever.
You the one got a pond and a jacuzzi and stuff in your backyard.
Hey, look,
don't
you got. I got no damn jacuzzi. You the one got a
Y'all
damn pond. You got a pond too.
Jay. Don't
Y'all got a
listen
pond too.
To Jay Rouse. Okay, if he's not in Spring,
whatever.
I know he's the 1960 year. He said, "Well, don't listen to Jay Rouse."
Whatever.
Okay, Jay lives in a nice
whatever.
Area.
Whatever.
347-895-1972. What? What's your name, Priscilla?
She said you're bougier than she is.
Oh, please. You done won that contest with your little flowers in your background. All right, so look, the Kildy, all right, give me something, Vanessa. Give me something That is cool. Well, everything's cool to you with your old Bama ass, but give me something. Bama, give me something that was cool back in the day that you still use today. That's not cool nowadays. Give me something. Vanessa.
I can't think of anything.
I got my cassette player right now. I know you do.
You know what, man? I got cassettes, and I popped some in the other day, and they wouldn't even play, man, because they've been sitting there so long. I was like, damn.
Now, I have my cassette player, and every now and then, I'll take a walk down memory lane. I'm not going to lie to you. It's fun. I mean, to put those old cassettes in from back in the day, that's fun. So every now and then, I have a day. Huh?
I don't use my cassette player anymore, Jay, but...
Oh, you don't? Oh, so you graduated from... from it. Thank God. Jesus Christ.
So
give me something.
So bad.
What? Give me something. Give me something, Vanessa. Come on now. You got to have something in your bag of tricks. Give me something, Vanessa, that was cool back in the day, but is no longer cool now. You got something. I know you do.
Bell-bottom pants was cool back in
the
day, but they're not cool now.
That's a fashion. That's fashion. No.
I got something. Because when you said, I got something. You know what was cool back in the day but cost so much money now people don't do it?
What's
personalized
that?
License plates.
Wait a minute.
License plate used to say Sexzv. Police used to pull me over to ask me what that meant. But now those license plates cost so much, you don't see as many
cheap
people with personalized license plates.
They are cheap in Texas. What are you talking about?
Jay,
they
you
are
don't
extremely
see a lot of...
cheap.
Jay, why? Do you have personalized license plates, Jay?
No, but I'm going to get some.
Jay, personalized license plates were really, really cheap. And when they got to be too high, me and Bobby stopped getting them. That was back in the day.
What did Bobby say?
That doesn't count.
Bobby's license plate said CB Bob 1, 2, and 3 because he had cars and motorcycles.
Look at Bobby, CB Bob. What do you mean that doesn't count, Rich Sister? That is kind of crazy. But it doesn't count.
Yeah. Personalized license plates used to be really, really popular, and they stopped. People don't really have them now.
Yeah, I see them all the time.
I said it used to be really, really popular. You don't see a whole lot of them, Jay.
I never saw a whole lot of them back in the day. Now, people used to have those license plates where they had their stuff up front, right? The ones we used to have Cool Breeze and the Playboy Bunny and all that crap.
But that's personalized, Jay. Their name, to put in the Playboy Bunny or whatever it was, their nickname on the front, all of that was real popular back in the day. But they don't do any of that stuff now. The police will pull you over. No,
you can't do it in Texas because you have to have a front license plate. But
they
I see it at the crib. Right, Miss Shelley S?
Yeah.
What's at the crib?
Yeah.
What you mean?
I mean, the crib means home. For
they still say crib, Jay.
Yeah, I said crib. Well, is that country? Is that Bama? We don't say the crib no more. Okay, all right. Well, asking if you don't say crib, but yeah, I mean, so we, you know, I don't know about that one. I'm still thinking.
I
that maybe
can't think
you're
of
here.
Anything.
Well,
what
I,
Mr.
Yeah,
Carlson.
Yeah. Okay, Rich Sister says. Okay, yes, Rich Sister, yes. What do you have?
Well, definitely something that's starting to play out now that I can think of. Of course, is payphone.
They don't even have them at all.
Payphone.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a good one.
There's like five of them in every state now. Because everybody
has. Where did you pull that from?
Everybody got cell phones. So, I mean, that's something. Payphones. You barely see payphones anymore. Because everybody has cell phones.
Well, since you brought up cell phones, you don't really see people. I know a lot of people who don't have a house phone.
Right.
Yeah, that too. Landline. Landline is going out because of cell phones. Because, I mean, that's like you paying. I mean, I just got rid of mine.
My sister's phone is a Magic Jack, $9.98 a year.
It's country as hell. And it breaks up like, it sounds like some crap online. I tell you what, Bama.
Jessica doesn't have a house phone. She uses a cell phone.
Your maiden name? What are y'all maiden name? The Clampets? Is that your maiden name, Clampett?
Ted
Clampett. Jesus Christ. 347-850-1272. It's about 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition. The QOD is the question of the day. We're talking about things from back in the day that were cool as hell, a necessity, I might add. And nowadays, it's a thing of the past. I got something. Here we go. Mail. You don't see people sending a lot of letters nowadays.
Yep. Nail mail.
Most people use emails.
Yep. Yep. That's definitely true.
You know what? They should have had you laughing on Thriller instead of damn that dude Vincent Price. Your laugh is better than his on Thriller. This is Thriller. All right. So email's one, right? Home phones, that's one. You're right about that. Home phones are not, some people have them, but I'm telling you, they are almost a thing of the past. Let me tell you something else. DVD players.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even we got a Blu-ray, Jay.
Yeah, Blu-ray.
Oh, my God. Y'all have a Blu-ray? I mean, at the Clampets, y'all have a Blu-ray? Oh, my damn. Wow.
Jay,
I'm impressed.
I have a 3D TV. I don't have a regular TV.
Oh, my Lord.
How about that?
You know what? They are already obsolete already, girl. They don't even make.
I love my 3D TV.
Yeah, well, you know what? Those things are gone.
Well,
that was a waste of money.
I love mine.
It was a waste of money.
And they're still coming out with 3D movies.
No, listen, let me tell you something. That technology was so whacked that a lot of the 3D televisions have stopped. You remember ESPN used to have a 3D channel. They have gotten rid of it because it's country. No one does that anymore.
Jay, go to Best Buy, boo-boo.
Whatever. Oh, look who showed
up.
On a Saturday.
Oh.
The very lovely Dr. Princess Adelia. Oh, my God. Hello, Dr. Princess Adelia.
Good. They can pick on her and not me.
Huh?
You're not picking on nobody.
Well, hello,
I'm not
everyone.
Picking on you, NASA. I don't pick
hello?
On you, NASA. That's...
Hi, Dr. Princess.
Hi, Princess.
Well, you know,
I love
food...
me on Saturday. I can't stand me on Wednesday. I've got it. Okay. Hello, everyone. Hello, Miss Terry, Rich Sister.
Miss Terry's
and
not here.
We're not here.
Hi.
Hi, that is Miss Terry.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Miss Terry.
Sure is.
No, it's
you're
me.
Right. Oh, that's Miss
Terry. And I'm Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
That's Miss Terry. You're right.
Now,
yeah, so you guys don't even know who the heck's on the show. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay,
hi,
you don't know who's on the show.
We know. We just told you. We just told you, but you told us who it wasn't. So we're not going to argue with you.
You know what?
We just told
you who
it was. And you just said, no, that's Miss Terry. Because you're going to argue with us, so we're going to let you have it. You're right.
Okay,
again,
so
okay.
Was that my sister?
Yeah, that
no.
was your sister. Yeah, that
Dr. Princess
Adele. Yeah,
oh, hi, my sister, Momo, baby. I just sounded like Miss Terry for a second, so you guys have been talking too much.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Okay, yeah. That's great.
I feel so lost. I swear I don't know.
You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you?
Yeah.
Kills
yeah,
your brain
yeah.
cells, son. It kills your brain cells.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Prince.
Okay.
We are.
Okay.
Why you're here?
Now, in full disclosure, I have to say this. I sent her a text message, Mr. Elias. I said that, you know what? Believe it or not, we are already missing her. And I sent this text message at freaking, an hour and a half ago. But in typical Dr. Princess Aldea form, she shows up an hour and a half after I sent the text.
Because I was tied up.
Yeah, you
sent her. This wasn't in my schedule. This wasn't in my schedule. And then I was already in the middle of something, and now, you know, hey, I'm here, darling. Hello.
Yes,
he sent me a text that he missed me.
Really? Damn.
Why? Do you use text?
Did you get that text of Rick's sister?
Do you use text? Do you use text, or should I send you a letter with your country ass? Do you want a letter, or do you want a text? Do you even know what a text is?
That's Jay.
I'll have Siri send you a text, Jay.
Who?
Siri. Or do you not know who Siri is?
Siri. Oh, you have an iPhone. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Well, wait a minute. Here we go. Here's something. Flip cell phones. Remember when when you had the razor, and that thing, you thought you was the bomb diggity when you had the razor. Now, I have a friend. Matter of fact, let me just bust him out. Rob Smooth has a razor. He look country as hell running around with that
damn
phone.
Are you serious?
Yes, a razor.
I can't even imagine Rob Smooth. I always think of him as somebody that looks pretty smooth, got his, like, he's a little suave, a little debonair. You know, dress really nice and probably fine as hell. Is that not a wrong presumption of?
Yeah, that's a very wrong perception. Rob Smooth ain't no smooth brother. He looked like a damn. It looked like he's about 80 years old with his old ass, and he still wearing young people clothes too.
Hey Jay, I got a question for you. You chase for the deal,
yes.
Oh my God!
Are you
high? Yes,
he
did.
Am I high?
Are you high? Are you smoking?
Yeah, I was.
Are you high?
I miss you, baby.
Damn, man.
Right?
Yeah,
I go like
you.
What?
Yes.
We're talking the conversation.
baby.
I go like you, Miss Elias. Miss Elias, man. I'm not gonna lie. I did. I'm not gonna lie to you. I fell above my head, man. I'm sorry, man. I fell, Miss Elias. I got a hickey.
Hey, you're going to be talking to your neck.
Yeah, well, hey, well, you know me, baby.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can deny.
Hey!
Damn,
dog.
I'm sorry, man.
I should be able to get a word in the edge west.
Just a bit outside.
I'm going to set my line up for fantasy football because, hell, I might well stop paying attention. Nah, hell. You know, damn, I ain't going to get a word in here.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you don't miss Dr. Princess Idalia, the queen of inspiration, Mr. Elias?
If I don't say anything, will that answer your question?
Oh, you know what, Mr. Elias, you know what? I'm going to just be quiet since you don't want to hear my voice.
I bet you can't be quiet. I bet you can't.
I'm going to be quiet for 10 minutes.
I bet you can't be quiet for 10 minutes.
Okay, what time is it? What time is it right now? Hold on, let's see. What time is it right now?
It's 28 minutes after the hour.
According to my clock, it's 7:26.
You have a clock or a watch? If it's on your wrist, it's a watch, not a clock.
No, it's on my cell phone. It says 7:26.
Oh.
Okay. That's okay. So this is what we're going to do.
Yes.
I'm going to be quiet until according to my time.
See, you're going to talk 20 minutes before you be quiet, so the show will be halfway over with anyway. So what's the use?
You know what, Miss Elliott? I thought you loved me.
I do love you, but I'm just trapped.
Doesn't sound like it to me.
I talked to you hard the other night. I was like, yep, give her another chance. Da, 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 da. Give her another chance. Yes, Jay. She deserves another chance. What do you do? What do you do?
I let the show go.
I'm supposed to have great feelings for you after I stuck my neck out for you.
Oh,
really?
Wait a minute, Mr. Elias.
You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you?
Oh, damn.
Mr. Elias
is mean.
But the reason I did that was because here comes Wednesday.
I don't think you... Why would I like to throw some hot grease on you?
Oh, baby. Listen,
I don't think you're applying yourself, Smokey. Huh?
I still love you.
Oh, damn.
Look at this.
Why you bring to me now? out, Mr. Elias. Why you bring the mean out in Mr. Elias?
Elias, I got to say
you
something. Jay.
Yes.
Jay, Mr.
Vanessa,
Wild,
yes.
Can I say something, please?
Sure, why not?
Okay. I've had a Facebook friend that I've never met for a very, very long time. So she just came back from Alaska. I went to Alaska. She did Belize. I did Belize. So she said she's going to be in Vegas. I just texted her and said, I'm going to be in Vegas. She said, what dates? We matched up the dates. She said, okay, let's get together so we can meet each other. She said, where are you staying? Do y'all know that girl is staying in the same place we're staying?
Is she fine?
Jay, get your mind out the gutter.
Is she fine?
Can I ask some? Can you email?
All I'm saying is, Elias, don't y'all think that's neat that somebody I've never met is going to be staying the same place we're staying? That's neat.
Right.
That's pretty cool, Jay.
I didn't ask anything else but what she's fine. And
she's older,
she's
white, and she lives in Montana.
Hey, if she's white, she's right, baby. That's what I heard any damn way. If she's white,
don't
believe
me,
Jay. Okay, so she's white.
Thanks to white woman.
Oh!
TV and television, the back.
Oh, damn!
Are you in it?
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Ellie?
It's my move!
You ladies don't seem to realize how valuable my time is.
My neck was feeling good, but I gotta put this damn helmet back on because I got a funny feeling. You ain't get sprinkled.
Let's have some absence wiggling. I want some perfection. Rock, smooth.
What the hell do we owe this damn visit, my brother?
What's up, Mr. Elias? How you doing?
What's up, Rob?
What's happening, my brother? How you doing, Princess Doctor? I think I gotta light my hash pipe. How you doing?
You know,
and,
I'm doing well, but I'm not.
Hold on,
Nick.
I'm finished saying
right
hello.
Now.
And how you doing? I forgot her name, man. Anyway, how's everybody else doing? And
the only reason why I called in,
because I said I will never call on this damn show again, because I keep getting kicked off the mute. But Princess Odelia, don't believe that Shrek looking big fat guy that hosts the show. I don't know.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
We have to take a break, folks. We'll be right back after this. J. Rob Show, 347-850-1272. We're glad to hear from Rob. We'll hear Rob continually to insult me on the other side. Don't go nowhere.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
Let me go a little something like this. Hit it.
Yeah, that's gonna be nice in that. Yeah, it's gonna be nice. So I'm telling you, it's gonna take you way back.
I don't want no sensitive man either.
That's what I'm talking.
Oh, we already know what you though. We come on. Come on now. Come on now. Well, this is you. I mean,
I just felt that I had to say that because I'm the only woman on the channel. Yeah, well, come on. I don't want a sensitive man. I do not. I want somebody to put me in a headlock.
That's all. That's my girl. I took the hell out of you.
See, I just tongue pressed 50 pounds. I just tongue pressed 50 pounds.
Rewind.
Fine.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yes!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say
what?
What?
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot.
And you believe it, yo? The third and final set of the J. Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Wazza!
347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Welcome to the third set of the J. Rouse Show. And of course, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. All times are central, starting tomorrow morning with the serious side of the J. Rouse Show. Happens at 9 o'clock. Me, Miss Elias, Dr. Prince's RD, and of course our dear friend Jerome Esprit from EspritRadio.net. Intelligent conversations by ordinary people. So before you go to church, stop by, enjoy some smooth jazz, and listen to the topics. It's all about social issues and politics. It is the serious side of the J. Rouse Show every Sunday morning right here at 9 a.m. on the TGRS Radio Network online radio this best. And of course, Wednesday nights, it is the Big Show, the J. Rouse Show, the Who's Who edition of the J. Rouse Show, 7:30 p.m. Me, Mr. L.E.S., Momo, B.Z., and the Hazy, Vanessa, Rich Sister, Mr. Terry, and all the folks that's up in the house. That happens every Wednesday. Of course, it is also the Listening Lounge. So stop on in. Some great music. Get your laugh on. I'm telling you, you will enjoy the show. Once again, it's here on the network. Friday nights is Ladies First Radio. Montu LaDonis, Dr. Prince is out there, your Rich Sister. The ladies are talking about some great topics, some fantastic guests. 7 o'clock p.m., so before you hit the club, come hang out with the Ladies First Radio. Of course, every Saturday, we're back here at Big Show. Me, Mr. L.E.S., Momo, B.C., and Naheezy, Rich Sister, Vanessa, Miss Terry. It is the Saturday edition of the J. Rouse Show, 5 o'clock p.m. Central, right here on the TGRS Radio Network. All right, Rich Sister, tell us about what's going on with you and your world.
If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com. Check it out.
All right, what about Callie Wood?
Need info about Cassandra Calloway? Check out her website, www.cassandracalloway.com.
Callie Wood swinging. All right, folks, Monday through Friday on the J. King Network, it is Kings in the Morning from 10 to 12. J. King, a.k.a. Lightskin, that's what I call him, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, Robert Redwine, which is probably one of the funniest brothers out there, and, of course, the custom preacher Lenny Lynn, along with their additional people, Simi, DLW, and I got Simi, and Miss T, Lady T. J. Check those guys out. They are very, very fun. They Monday through Friday on the Jay King Network. And, of course, you can catch us there as well. 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. You listen to the Jay Ryle Show. The QOD, the question of the day. The question of the day is something that was cool back in the day, but now looks crazy as hell. And so far we have CDs, cassettes, old laser discs. You know, except for Vanessa, she uses all these things today in her house.
What about pages?
Yeah.
Well, you know, pages. Pagers.
Pagers.
Huh.
I haven't seen a pager in forever.
Back in the day, a pager used to be the joint, man. You were mad if you had a pager.
Yeah.
You remember when they made the ones that would talk? The ones that, you know, that said messages?
Yep.
Yeah, pager, that's right. That's right, you're right, pagers. That's something that passed. I also mentioned emails. We talked about home phones as one of the items that used to be cool back in the day, and it is no longer cool. Here's one for the fellas. Remember back in the day, Mr. Elias, man, bikini drawers used to be the bomb diggity.
I never wore bikini drawers, Jay. No.
Only your big ass would say you wear bikini drawers.
Never wore no bikini drawers.
Hey,
bro.
Man, bikini drawers used to be the bomb, baby. You had on a pair of bikini drawers?
Hey, Elliot.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that big ass?
I don't want to imagine it,
Bob. Hey, do you have the board, man, before I go any further?
I got it, Rob. I got you. Jane is stuck in here.
What's
up, Miss Terry?
You know.
Oh, what she said? What's up? Hey, how you doing? Yeah, go ahead on, Rob. Smooth.
Okay. First of all, before I get kicked off again, how you doing, Vanessa? How you doing, Miss Terry? How you doing, Rich Sister? What's up, Dr. Prince O.D.? Momo B, if you're there, lay your girl. Anyway, hey, y'all seen the picture of Mr. J. Real with the brown jacket, right?
I love how you say J. Real. I told him he was J. Real a long time ago, but you know, he forbid.
Imagine him with some zebra stripe thongs on that big ass.
Oh my God! Hey, you know what? I have a question though. I looked at another picture of J. Real.
I don't think so. I
and
just
one
ate.
One had J. Real really fat, and then another one. It was like J. Real was like kind of okay or whatever he was.
That was Photoshop.
I just
want to
know was the real fat one Photoshop or was that really J?
No. The real one was the real fat one. The other one was Photoshop.
Chairs out here. I know, man. Talk about me. And Mr. Elliott, sorry ass, brought it right back in. You a sorry sap. That's why I can't stand your ass. I can't stand you.
Why would I like to throw some hot grease on you?
Just a second. The record
straight
there, big boy.
You didn't answer the question. Are you fat? Jay, how much do you weigh? Are you fat?
350.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
I hit both of them at the same time. Pow, y'all. Double barrel shotgun. Yeah. Who else wants some? I tell you what, you want to see how I look? I'm going to do my ice bucket challenge, and then, damn it, you tell me what you think. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
Hey, do it in them bikini shorts.
Yeah, I did challenge you on the ice bucket, and I'm going to do the ice bucket.
Hold up. You did
too.
Whoa. You did what?
How you going to challenge somebody to go in and say did it?
How you
going
to
challenge somebody you haven't done
it? I'm getting ready to do it. I'm doing
well, you never challenged me yet,
did. I'm thinking about doing it after my workout in the morning before I come on the serious side. I was actually thinking about that. As a matter of fact, I was doing my hair today, and I said, you know what, why don't I just wait because I wear it naturally.
Doing your hair.
But,
wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah.
have you, all the pictures that I've seen, have you ever done your hair? Because you look raggedy as hell when I see it.
And you know what? You know what?
That's two.
Why,
yes, baby. That's three.
That's why, you know what? Now that I even said
that's
what you're talking about.
Damn.
Do the dang on ice bucket challenge for me to see yourself.
Well, no,
now,
okay,
I
but you have to challenge
do.
Somebody first. You just can't say I'm going to do it.
I challenge you guys.
You
got
to do it first.
I challenge all of us. I challenge Vanessa. I challenge Rick's sister. I challenge Sandra.
Hey, honey, because I'm not doing it.
Hey, but
just
you know,
when you
do that,
thank
you have
you.
To
I'm
put some money in the pot now. It's not just throwing
I
ice on your body.
Well, no, you
no,
have a choice,
I'm
gonna
do
Rob.
I'm
no,
going to go do ice.
See, what the essence of it is people forgot. If you do the ice bucket challenge, you're supposed to donate $10. If you don't
right.
do it, it's $100. That's
right.
the way it's supposed to go. Oh, okay, so I didn't know that. That's what's supposed to be done, yeah. So, but she
challenged
us. Her ass ain't done. She challenged us like 2 weeks ago, and her ass ain't done it yet.
Okay,
so when you going to do it?
First of all, it wasn't no 2 weeks ago, okay?
How
I'm going to go
what?
On my way home tonight. I'm getting ready to go buy my bag
I
of gotta ice.
I got
to
get rid of that belly fat, that belly fat, you see.
Apparently, you need a lot of ice. So I'm going to do that. And then
only
I'm going to go ahead
cents.
And do the
2 weeks ago.
And I'm going to do the ice bucket challenge.
Okay,
I'm
hold
going
up now.
To do it.
Okay, I have one request. I have one request now. If you're going to do it, can you turn around and do it? Like, do it from, you know,
you
turn around and do
so
it.
I like
you're
big
so
butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can deny.
Can you turn around and do it?
You are so vulgar. No, I mean, I'll probably run away because I'm sure it's going to be so cold I'm going to have to run away. But anyway,
yeah, well,
it'll be fine.
Well, with your short ass, all they have to do is stand on the table. They don't even have to get up on. They can just stand over your little short, gremlin ass and just drop it right on you.
Anyway, you know, I am just realizing that I'm short, so I need you to just be careful with all
just
that, okay?
Realizing
be sensitive.
Just
yeah.
Well, you're short, you're short. Can you reach stuff in your house?
I'm
hey, you know what the hell with that?
How short I am.
Oh, you are. Hey, Miss Terry, how you doing, girl? Lefty?
Hey!
Is that her?
I was...
Oh,
what?
Hey! What's up, baby?
I was just sitting here thinking about you and them draws. And,
hey, put it this way. Put it this way.
You didn't.
Miss Terry. You don't have to worry about it. Look, you don't have to worry about it because they so big you wouldn't even see the draw. So, hey. and to let you know, I don't have a razor anymore with your lying ass. I got a Galaxy there, big boy.
Hey, look, and this is for you, your
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Can you let Rob move back? I just have one serious question to ask him.
No,
this is not
the love connection. This is not the love connection.
No, this is a serious question I want to ask him.
Okay, please. Rob Smooth is back. What question do you have for Rob Smooth?
Rob, can I ask you a question?
What's up?
Do you promise to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
No,
you guys?
Wow.
Go ahead.
Do you promise to tell the whole truth?
Wow.
I just said yes.
I hope you
got. You just said yes.
No, he didn't.
Is,
go ahead anyway.
Is Jay real fat?
Did you call
you
me Jay Real?
Are you trying to get me kicked off the show again?
No, I want to know. Yes or no question.
Hey, I'll answer that question if I get the no mute clause. I answer that
all
question only with.
By the time you answer it, you already been muted after you done answered it. So is he fat or no?
And getting back to what I heard, what you said.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Wait.
Yeah,
wow.
Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, and I heard what you said before I called in about how
what'd I
look.
Say?
Put it this way. If I was on Skid Row with hoey-ass shoes, I look better than your ass, and I don't judge men. But anyway, getting back to this.
You have lost all parts of your mind, homeboy.
you know
what's no big deal? Vegas is coming up.
Looking like Blubber Gut. Well, shit, you ain't going to lose all that
Vegas
good.
Vegas is coming
by
up.
Time December roll
I,
around
I don't have to say nothing. I don't have to say anything. Vegas is
coming
up. We will
up
see.
Got on bottom tickets.
Look.
Well, hold on. Wait
he
a minute now.
Coming.
I'm going to buy my tickets.
Coming.
What else do we have to buy?
That's it.
What the hell are you talking about then?
Y'all ain't about y'all tickets. They
you know,
gonna
call
so
me
much,
next
you
week.
You will not want to go.
Come.
Okay, let's do this right now. Let's end this right now.
Vegas.
We all meet up in Vegas, but check this out, Jay. On the Jay Real Show right now, tell everybody how much you weigh.
Poop your mics off. First of all, it's not the Jay Real Show. Okay, thank you very much.
Well, you should be real. Can you keep it real with us and tell us how fat you
poop your mics off, too? Anybody else?
I want to know how old you are.
And poop your mics off, too. Who else? Who else? Who next? Who next?
I haven't got anything
to say
yet, to
all
but
y'all. Is that y'all will see.
I haven't had anything else to say yet, but I will in a minute.
Hey, we don't want to see. Tell us now. Just tell us how much you weigh.
No.
I'll tell you how much
when
I weigh.
When we get to Vegas, you will see. That's all I'm going
to
say about it. That's it. I'm done.
Here's the deal.
And then I want all y'all to apologize. Well, not you. I don't give a damn about you.
You know I ain't going to apologize.
And then the women, y'all can flip coins, baby. Y'all can flip coins. See who gets chance to hang out with me, baby.
We ain't got a flip coin. Wait a minute. You can eliminate me from the flipping coin. I don't care.
Well, consider yourself
like
eliminated.
I don't care what you look like, brother. Miss Carrie don't want no parts of you. So we can eliminate Miss Carrie right
yes,
now.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Hey, look here. Let me tell you something. That is not true.
2.5 minutes.
It's not true. Don't give a damn what nobody say. It's not true.
Nothing hey, are you going to tell us how much you weigh, man, and quit trying to lose
Rob,
the question?
Hold on, Rob. What the hell, Rob? Why are you even here? That's what I want to know. What is the purpose of Rob's move being here? Because
I'm part of the family,
why
man.
Why don't you
I
answer
to
the QOD?
The
how about
Am
that?
Am I still on you? Am I still
yes,
on
you? Are.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
So the QOD, the question of the day, give me something from back in the day that used to be cool, but it's not no longer the bomb diggity. Rob?
I'm going to say wearing football jerseys. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Who wears football jerseys?
You know back in the day when everybody wore jerseys.
The starter stuff. That's kind of faddish. Yeah, that's kind of faddish, though. We're not talking about fad.
You know,
we're
people still wear them. I seen somebody the other day with one on. I was like, damn, they still wear those? But anyway. And they wasn't at a football game.
I have one for you. The desktop computer.
I still got one of those.
Really?
Well,
I still got one, too. Yeah.
Just had one built.
Me, too.
Just had one built.
Y'all have desktops? Really?
Yeah, sir.
I've got a laptop
and I got, and you know what? And you was talking about telephone. When the hurricane hit, when all y'all cell phone users couldn't call nobody,
damn.
I plugged my phone in, boom. And I had phone service.
Huh.
Thank you.
And Jay Bobby makes pretty good bad money on computers, people's desktop computers.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. I don't know. The people I know, they don't have desktops. They have either laptops or tablets.
I got all three.
We have those, too. I have all those, too.
So, Jay, you know what? You can't come to my house. I take that back because I have an entire bedroom that is nothing but desktop computers because Bobby works on people's computers. So, no, you can't come to my house because you're really going to call me to clamp it.
Well, you are Jay, Ellie Mae. I mean, it's not a secret. You are Ellie Mae clamp.
Jay,
you know,
it's a lot of people, but he's got some tablets over here he's working on, too. But he's
y'all country. You may have one.
You are bougie.
You may have one.
You
may have one. Let me ask you this. You may have one, but when was the last time you used your desktop, Mr. Elias?
Today, actually.
That's my point. Huh?
I used to do that.
I'm on it right now.
Can you print anything off your tablet?
I can.
To what?
Yeah, you can.
I have a wireless printer. I print from my tablet to my printer.
Jay, you bougie.
No, Jay is just tech.
Jay is just hot tech. That's all. He has a lot of gadgets he don't know how to use. That's what he does. He just buys gadgets. You got a desktop someplace in that big old mansion you live in. I don't have a mansion. And second of all, Rob Smooth has a mansion, and I don't have a desktop nowhere to be found in this house.
I have a desktop. As a matter of fact, I have two. Because my daughter works better on desktop in her schooling.
Preach,
and her
Terry. Preach, Miss Terry. Preach.
I knew Rob Smooth had a mansion. I knew that son of a gun was just like the dang old.
When you look at the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, just substitute Uncle Phil for Rob Smooth and you got it. That's his house right there.
No, hey, check this out. I guarantee
when he
you,
said he worked,
you,
when I, he said he worked in the stock room, I knew he was lying.
I guarantee you weigh three times more than me.
Who are you talking about?
Jay. I mean, Jay Rob.
I know you weren't talking about me.
Oh, no, no.
He's talking about you.
He can't talk about
he's
me.
He's saying your ass is short and fat. That's what he's talking about. He said you a little
now,
short,
see,
fat, stocky.
No, I didn't say that. No, I'm short and thick.
You know how
I don't talk like that. I can't take that one away from you.
I'm gonna give you credit.
Hey man, calm down, Mr. Elias. Pull up, clown.
I can't take that away from you. I just give her credit.
Yeah, there's some rides at damn Disneyland that she can't get on because of her height.
So can I ask her the question of the day?
Answer the question, baby. Something from the
past. Did anybody say Jerry Girl?
That's a fad.
I see two brothers with Jerry Girl today, and I was like, what are you doing? Like, what happened?
They didn't know any better. They didn't. I was like, really? Wait a minute, you mean like Jerry Curl, like full force Jerry Curl? You know, like an S Curl Jerry Curl, you know, full force. Like full force, get busy one time. I know Brother Gary got Jerry Girl, man. And it's funny as hell to see him too. And he's sitting here pissed. He's like, what up, player? Yep. What up, player? I just start laughing every time I see this dude.
Because all of them think they pissed that still have Jerry Curl.
Oh, damn. Where do you live? I think that has to do with, where do you live, baby? I know you ain't talking Detroit. They probably got, that's the Jerry damn juice capital of the world.
What
the hell you talking about?
No, and we also do here. I live in Bluefield Hills, but I'm saying even in the city of Detroit, I'm telling you, no. We don't do Jerry Curl.
No, I just smell like weed
there. One thing that Detroit is also known for is hair, man. Detroit,
it's weed.
Now, unfortunately, you're right.
Did you just say hair?
But they are changing. They are changing. You're right.
No.
Recently, when I was in Detroit, everywhere I went, it smelled like weed.
It's all over that place. That's like California.
Every place you go here, we had a house burned down the other day, and it smelled up two blocks, three blocks, just weed. The house was burning down, and we smelled nothing but weed. No, I don't like the smell like that. I don't like that. That's a nasty smell. When you smell
you
it,
you
want to
eat
like
it, though.
That,
you'd rather put it in your brownie. Okay.
You know what?
Well.
That's why I'm such a happy person.
Well, I know you're a happy person. I mean, it's because you've always been it. Uh-oh, but you can't be... Okay, well, now, see, damn it, why did you do that? Why did you do that? You know, every damn time that damn word come up, you know what has to happen. All damn. All damn. All damn. Come on, Vanessa.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here. You can take a break.
Come on, Vanessa.
WWE superstar Big Show here to tell you, if you've been drinking, get a ride. Take a cab. Find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-oh, here it comes.
Shaboom. I'm telling you, I want to tell you.
I'm in and out of time. I ain't got no heartful feelings to nobody. I'm just doing me. So when I do me, don't get mad at me. But here he goes chiming in. Here you go behind him. Yeah, Mo, yeah, you're talking too much. You're talking too much. No, I'm not. I keep it short. I keep it sweet. I'm telling you what I got to tell you. That's it. I'm not disrespecting nobody. I never do that until you disrespect me. That's my come off. Until then, I'm good. Boom. I bet you I'm under time. What? What?
I think I just made a total fool of myself, sir.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272, wow. J-Rouse Show, Saturday edition. My boy, Mr. Elias, now, what's up, Doc?
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, man.
Thank you, Mr. Elias. I appreciate it. You know what I mean. Vanessa's in there. What's up, B? See, stop, Elias. What's up, B? Thank you, B. What's up, Rich Sister Baby?
Hi, everyone.
Miss Terry's in the house. How you doing, Miss Terry Kerr?
I'm wonderful.
Dr. Prince's idea showed up tonight. Hey, baby.
Because he missed her. Terry, did you hear what he said? Her something because he missed her.
Put your t-shirt on. Put your t-shirt on, Vanessa. Put that damn t-shirt on.
Because he missed her.
Yes,
put your t-shirt on.
Me, baby. He missed me, baby. Make sure it's wet. Make sure the t-shirt is wet.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, whoa. Wait a minute now.
Pull up, Jay. Jay, pull up, player.
Yeah, okay.
Pull
Ron Smooth is in the house.
Elias said, pull up.
Hey.
So who's doing the challenge? You doing the challenge, Jay?
Am I doing the what?
The challenge. This challenge.
Hey.
Whatever.
Well,
you really
Dr. Prince
Adi
is supposed
wet?
To do it.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it. So are you gonna do it too? Yeah, we're gonna do it, and we're gonna see each other. I'm gonna see you wet with your
Hey, pull up, Dr. Prince Adia. I don't know what you do on Saturdays, but pull up, baby. Pull up.
Elias, what he done got himself into?
He better go get that bra on his fist before he does anything with some cold water.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he said he was, you know, according to Rob Smooth, you are big as hell. I saw a picture that you were really, really, you were really heavy set, and I said to myself, and it's okay. However, if anybody's heavy set,
you,
it's okay.
You have
I'm
not seen no
anybody.
Damn picture of me saying I'm heavy set. You're lying as you're lying.
Unless they made a little fake picture of you, you were really on the heavy side, darling. So only reason I said something is because you act like you're so fit. So when I saw that picture, I said, oh, my Lord. That is so
You see no picture of me like that.
What
are you talking about?
You know what, Jay? You seem to be talking to Dr. Princess Odelia a lot. Do you have something to tell us, bro?
Let's just say,
you seem to be engaging with her a lot.
Yeah, I am. I got something to say to you, Rich Sister. You ready to hear it?
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Yeah, how about that? Engage that.
She said, bruh.
Yeah,
not bruh. She said, bruh, man.
Just said, bruh.
Look at him.
She just said, bruh. I can't believe it. Wow.
Yeah.
Mr. Elias, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
You know who Faison is, right? What was that movie he played in?
He played in Friday. He played in that movie, what was the name of that movie? Where
Couples Retreat?
On the island. Couples Retreat.
Yeah.
Couples Retreat.
Now, I want you to be honest. Does Jay Ryle look like...
Gotta go!
This person has been muted.
Take your chance out of here, too. How about that? Who's next? I just want to know who's next. Who is next? That's all I want to know. Who's
come
next?
Come on, man.
I'm swinging.
Stop, man. Damn.
I'm swinging tonight. Because Rob Smooth talking as if he's smooth. Rob look like an old-ass AARP recipient with his old ass. He probably laying in bed now with a damn heat pack on his back, broke-down bastard. Sit your ass down and leave me alone.
But let Mr. Elias answer the question.
Poop your mics off. All right, 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. Jay Ryle Show. As we begin to wind down, if you're just tuning in, Momo B's not here tonight because, as I mentioned earlier in the show, a dear friend of hers lost her 6-year-old daughter. And so our prayers and thoughts goes out to her. because, you know, obviously when a parent loses a child, especially a six-year-old, that's tough. So we're praying for Momo B, and we're praying for a friend, and also real good friend of the show, Cassie. She lost a family member earlier this week as well, so we're praying for her. We ask that you send your thoughts and prayers up for both of those individuals, because it's a tough thing. And anyone else who's out there who may be in a situation where you lost a loved one in your grieving, you know what? I tell you something. I know a person that has recently gone through a situation like that. And, you know, she asked me a question, you know, what is the right way to grieve? And I'm like, I can't answer that question for you, sweetheart.
There's
really
no right or wrong way.
You know, I don't know what to say. It was like, do you feel guilty but laugh? You know, because she's a person that, you know, she's a person I kind of communicate with that listens to the show. And, you know, she was like, I really want to listen to the show, but I feel guilty. I'm like, you know what? You do you. Whatever makes you feel good, you do you. But it was a weird question to ask somebody, you know. How do you
I think laughter takes some of the pain away. So if she listens to the show to laugh, then that's what she should do. I mean, you know, you can never tell nobody how to grieve, but laughter is sure. I'm going to tell you, because when I lost my dad, when you start your show, bro, it took me out of that deep corner, because it took a while for me to start laughing again, man. So, you know.
You're right.
I think
that's
a good thing.
I'm glad you said that, Rob. No, go ahead.
No, I apologize. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. What was yours?
I was just going to say, once you understand the whole essence of death, and some people may say, I'm sure, well, how do you know what death is? You haven't died. You know, hell, did you die and come back and got a story to tell? But, no, I don't. But when I always talk about that awakening, that enlightenment that takes place in one person, in an individual, it enlightens you of all things. It really does. And one thing we come to understand about death is that we are revolving. Many of us feel like, I've been here before. Like, man, how do I know this or how do I know that? Because we've been here before. When you understand the essence of death and understand the beauty of death and understand that the person that has died is not gone, literally, you can deal with death a lot better. Until that time, we mourn because we feel that, you know, we mourn for the absence. We mourn because we, you know, they're gone. We can't touch them. We can't feel them.
Yep.
And the best thing that I can say for anybody who experiences death is that you understand that their spirit is not gone, that they are here. And honestly, when you feel them, they are there. It's not like a myth. When you feel them, they're actually present. So, and they're in a better, they're in a space that is absolutely awesome and beautiful. Like, literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
So.
You're right about that. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. And so you tell people, you know, you just do you. And Ross Move, you said it. You know, bottom line is that sometimes it takes laughter to pull you out of a rut. And, you know, it's okay.
It depends on the person. It kind of depends on the person that passed away. I had an uncle that passed away. He was a pimp. And at the viewing, me and his kids, me and his kids sat there, and we counted, and I had tallied it up, how many women came in and what state they were from. They were blonde, 8 to 80 blonde, criminal crazy. We had so much fun at the viewing. We were laughing. I mean, this man, he was about laughter, and he had lots of women around him, and so that's how we pour liquor in his casket.
Oh, my Lord.
And all the women
watch.
Oh, this
my God.
Did you really? This is
you pour what in his casket?
Wait a minute.
Liquor.
This is what he put in his funeral stuff. He wanted all the women to wear pink. And the women, seriously. So when we did what he wanted to do, we accepted it better. It's hard to accept a child because you believe that child, it's like they didn't have enough time.
Yeah.
They didn't get to grow up. They didn't experience things in life. But so it's harder with a child.
But when they're older, you did. Like when my mom left, I knew it. And I stepped in like mom was from Hollywood. I had a fur coat on. I was hot stepping because you know what? I took care of her.
You had a fur coat on.
My dad now. Yes, I did.
Oh, God.
And
wow.
she's fine. I mean, you know, you can't keep people around just because you want them to be around. You keep people around because they're going to be, you know, people are just going to be here. But when a person is older, I see a lot of people and they're like, oh, save them. Do whatever they can. We still have an 80-year-old lady. And you trying to keep grandma alive, you need to let grandma go. So you and just enjoy the time you had with her. Sometimes we just have to let go. But when it's young,
that's what my mom
said. Yeah, but when it was a young person, it's hard to deal with. It's hard to talk like that when someone's 6, 10, 11. It's hard. It's hard to talk like that.
You know what? And it's hard, I'm sure, Momo B and the whole family, the whole office.
Boy,
family.
I tell you what.
It's so
hey,
hard.
Hey, remind me when we're done talking about
looks.
This because I owe your ass. Keep going.
Because it's the way the baby.
You know what?
Ding, ding, ding.
Shut the hell up.
I'm sorry.
It's not, even the right place for it. I'm talking about something serious.
I know, but I'm sorry. There's rules. There are house rules. You got to get you your damn eye.
I was debating, but put me on mute, please. Who said put me on mute? Somebody put me on mute,
see, that's how I know something is going on. It took too long to do that.
Hold on, Rich, sister. Now, you know what? Let me tell you something. Now, I'm not going to sit here and talk about anytime somebody say, I remember she was in the middle of a sentence, Mr. Elias, and we said, oh, hey, what's up, St. Clinton? St. Clinton? I mean, she stopped in the middle of her sentence when St. Clinton showed up in that chat room, and then St. Clinton called in here. Yeah, see, she's like, she's talking. St. Clinton, you know what, St. Clinton? St. Clinton showed up. How you doing? So don't go there, Rich Sister, with me. Because I think that freaking you and that damn St. Clinton has made some damn video love, or y'all have did something. I think y'all have done something on Skype or something. So don't go there with me.
You think wrong.
Well, you wouldn't, hold up, Rich Sister. Are you trying to tell me that you wouldn't even talk sexy with my man on the line? That's not really committing adultery or being, you know, nasty or nothing. It's just talking. You won't even do that, Rich Sister?
Cricket.
She won't even have the discussion with you. She won't even have the discussion.
Rich Sister.
Nothing is coming between that. Between them. Nothing.
Sister, there's nothing wrong with it, Rich Sister. You can let it go. You can let it go, baby. You don't have to. Listen. I know you're not going to give it up till you're married. I understand all that. But there's nothing wrong about fantasizing. You can fantasize.
No, she's not having a discussion.
Come on, Rich, let it go.
Can I say something to Rich about sex?
Why not?
I got a friend, right?
Yeah, thank you. No, let me triple those no. No, ooh, and no.
Let me tell you something about sex. Okay, let me tell the listeners something about sex. Let me tell you something, ladies.
Wow.
Okay. Ladies
that no.
are 40-something, 50-something, you listen for, I'm not talking to resistance. I'm talking to somebody who wants to hear, and I'm not asking or taking names of who wants to hear. I'm just saying, okay? Can I say something very quickly? I really want to say that we are sexual beings, okay? We are all sexual beings. And unfortunately...
Gotta go!
This person has been muted.
Oh, jeez.
Lord, have mercy. Why did you mute her? Why did you mute her, Jay? She was trying to
give us
sex
lessons.
Because we got to go to break.
I don't need those lessons.
I know you don't need it with your old freak ass. You can give everybody lessons. Last call coming up.
If you pee sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It is time for Jay's
Kiss My Entire Ass!
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker!
Thank you.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks, we have 3 minutes to wrap it up. Wrap it up, Mr. Elliott. That's what you think about the Bump You song, dog.
Man, you know I love that song, bro. That's the joint, man.
Let's take a poll now. Like, how many people, Dr. Prince, have you ever heard that song before?
Hey, okay, hold on. I had to unmute myself. Yes, I have. You know, but
really?
That was back in the day. Yeah, I have, but that was back in the day when I was forbidden to listen to any secular music, you know, via
my
religion.
Back in the day.
But anyway, it was a nice song. It was a nice song. I like it.
What about you, Rob? You ever heard that before? Yes, he got himself on mute, too. What about you, Miss Terry? You ever heard that song before?
Yeah, play. I done heard it before.
See, I'm impressed. Vanessa, what about you, V? You ever heard this song, that song before?
I don't think so.
Wow. What about you, Rich Sister? Were you listening to church music during that time in your life, or were you even born when that came out? Jeez. You ever heard that song before, Rich Sister?
Well, it sounds familiar, but I'm not sure.
Okay, that's all right. All right, so now, the QOD today, we were talking about things from the past that was cool back in the day, but it's no longer cool, and I think we hit them all in the head. I really do. I think that everything that we had talked about pretty much is on the way out. I mean, I can't see anything else.
1 minute left.
I thought of something.
What?
And this was, and this, Lord knows, this was way before the computer age. Just about every home that I know of had a encyclopedia.
There you go. That's
day,
right.
That's what you
those
looking
things
in. That's
obsolete.
What you had. Everybody had an encyclopedia. You either had the encyclopedia salesman come to your house, or you saw an order on TV that you just had to have, and that's what you had until the computer.
You're right.
Or more so, really before the internet. Really before the internet, in a way. Because now, hit anything on any search engine you like, it's there. But back in the day,
can I say something else that is obsolete right now?
What?
Jay being small or slender, the son of a gun is fat, naked. Any slimness from Jay is obsolete.
Mute
her. What you say? Protecting your ass and you don't show up on your show.
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
You know what time it is.
Ever hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way?
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
All right, folks, we're going to say goodbye to the live audience. God bless. We'll see you on Wednesday. And everyone who's listening in the archives, it's time for our final thoughts. And Dr. Prince's RD, we'll let you go first. Final thoughts.
Well, thank you. First of all, I enjoyed this Saturday show. It was excellent. Thank you guys for having me. And I want to say, send some love out to my sister, Marie. I know that it's difficult right now. You are such a gentle soul. Condolences to you, the friends, and your friend. Boom. Much love to you and to your family, too. I want to say this. I know that transformation, it is so for everyone in the world, as my mission is to help billions to come reach their life to purpose. I know that it's possible because there's one man I know, Michael Jackson, we all know, and he himself singly helped over a billion people, and with his music and his love. So This vision of helping billions to come reach their life's purpose, I know that it's possible. I invite you to visit me online at bountifulgroup.com, and also don't forget to visit on Facebook, Dr. Princess Adelia, and also Princess Adelia, and Twitter as well. I love every last one of you. Know that transformation, it is so in your
okay,
life.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, transform your ass to this. Boop your mics off. All right, Doc, all right, Rich Sister, final thoughts. Jesus Christ, try not to hit her, but she just can't help herself. Yes, Rich Sister, final thoughts. Jesus.
Great show tonight. Once again, I echo EJ. Prayers and blessings going out to anyone who's lost a loved one. And just great show. And take care, y'all. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Thank you very much, Rich Sister. Miss Terry, final thoughts, baby.
Prayers to everybody that has lost someone. And I'll be calling one more week soon. And glad I made it. I had a baby shower, but I made it. And hey, I'm here. And,
mwah.
That's it.
Love you, girl. Love you, baby. V, well, final thoughts, you- girl.
Gonna listen to a story about a man named Jed. No.
Hey. Have a good weekend. I'll see you Wednesday.
Ron Smooth, man. Final thoughts, dog. Oh, damn. Turn this mic on. Ron Smooth, final thoughts. Sorry about that.
Yeah, my final thought is, are you ever going to fess up that you look like Faison? And everybody have a happy, a nice weekend. And it was real getting on the show again, even though I got muted half the damn time. But peace.
Hey, your boy's going down in a couple of weeks. Mr. LDS, man, final thought.
Hey, man, Momo, Cassie, you guys have my prayers. It's always difficult when you lose somebody. Don't let nobody tell you how to grieve. Grieving your own process. So, hey, look, thank you for coming out. God bless and good night.
My final thought is I want you guys to keep an eye out on a young man by the name of Joshua Williams. Police in Springfield, Montgomery County are asking for your help in search for this young man. He's 16 years old. He was last seen 5:30 a.m. on Sunday, August 31st, wearing a black T-shirt, black running pants, and carrying a black backpack. He's about 5'10", 190 pounds. He has brown hair and brown eyes, and he has a large build. If you've seen this guy, please call the police at 215-836-1601. The number's 215-836-1601. And that was courtesy from Peas in Their Pod. And, of course, that's our very own Miss Terry. Guys, take care. God bless. And, Mr. LAS, man, can we shut it down, dog?
By all means, please, let's shut it down.
All right. You heard everybody said about grieving, grieving your own way. But, you know, there's no right or wrong way of doing it, folks. And if you want to come listen to this show to take your mind away from it, we'll be more than happy to make you laugh, and we won't be embarrassed about it. All right? So until next time, for my boy, Mr. Elias, for Rob Smooth, for Miss Terry, Vanessa, Rich Sister, and Dr. Princess RJ, I'm J. Rob saying, make it a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Wednesday. Peace!
See you later, Faison.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.